And they all sang, "I Just Want to Be Like Jesus." It was a glorious thing to sing, and I believe everyone was truly sincere. Yet I'm certain if we want to live like Jesus, we've actually got to know something about Him, more than only what we're told from the pulpit on Sunday. We've got to dig in our Bible to read, and we've got to pray and be involved with God to know His attributes, preferences, and standards in order to actually live like Jesus. If you think it's impossible to live like that, let me assure you that if you'll try, God will meet you on that path and empower you to live as you've only sung about and wished over her. We are so often implied to by Hollywood, advertising, our state and federal government, and self-help gurus that if we'll just imitate highly respected, highly motivated role models, we'll get life back in good working order. It's like telling people that some form of good works will get us living the high life, and nothing could be further from the truth. We're told, saying right prayers, making sure to end our prayers with some magic words, will do the trick. When I was a new believer, a man told me that if I didn't end my prayer saying in the name of Jesus, God wouldn't hear me, nor could He hear me. That's foolishness. We are told if we do the right things long enough and loud enough, that will somehow meet the qualifications of being a good person. God will approve of us, and that will be sufficient. Implying if we try hard enough, it will be good enough. That's foolishness. That's not what God said at all. And we would know that if we'd read our Bible. We are told that if we'll just do the rules, keeping these high days and eating that certain food, saying those special words in a special way, and using the more technically correct names for God, oh, and then that will be enough to live the life of Christ, or that somehow it gives us an extra special connection with God. Again, that's foolishness. Galatians 3, verse 21. For if a law had been given that could give life, then righteousness would indeed be by the law. And it's not. No amount of good works or religious deeds or ceremonies or keeping the right days or eating the right food can ever save anyone, not even wearing the right clothes and having the right posture. If grace did not come by Jesus Christ, then grace did not come at all. No one can earn salvation, and yet it's available to everyone, not because we went and got it, but because Jesus came and gave it. We are told that if we'll just change our behavior, supplying all our own effort, life will change. Well, that may be a little true for a short while. Really, it's nothing lasting. God says He, Himself, will give us the power to change. And it's not just change He's after, but a complete metamorphosis, a total transformation. We can't rescue ourselves. Power for salvation and transformation comes from God alone. Bottom line, if God doesn't give it, then we don't get it. I believe too many are spinning their wheels trying to transform themselves into some semblance of Jesus, but it never really sticks, because without the power of the blood of Jesus in our lives, Our inclination is to always revert back to our original state of godlessness. We have to let the Lord do it in us. The power to change is from God living in us, Jesus Christ living in us, and the power comes from Him, not from within ourselves. It is totally His work and nothing we, by any means, can take credit for. We live like Jesus by worship, and that means not by simply lifting our hands and dancing around, but in how we lead our lives, how we present ourselves, as seen most evidently in our conversation, conduct, and character. That is worship. The momentum of my life towards God, every minute, every hour, every day, in my workaday, walkabout life, is when you adore someone so much, you emulate all things about them. We live like Jesus by prayer. Philippians 4:5-6 reads, "Let your reasonableness be known to God. The Lord is at hand. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Prayer is integral to the cultivation of our relationship with the Lord, and honestly, we won't get far without it. We live like Jesus by studying our Bible. Jesus knew. He knew the Scriptures. In fact, He was and is the Scriptures. He used the words of Scripture to resist temptation and said in Luke 4:4, "We don't live by bread alone, but by every word which proceeds from the mouth of God." To live a spiritually upright life requires we get spiritually upright nourishment. We live like Jesus by connecting with the body of Christ. I didn't say to necessarily attend a brick-and-mortar facility. I'm more saying we have to connect, position ourselves to have deep and meaningful dialogue with people who are honest and transparent. I believe we learn from those interactions about how to express ourselves, how to employ our giftings, and how to appreciate others who may have gifts different than ourselves. For all our criticism of the church, God loves the church and created the entire concept for more than just preaching the gospel, but to help us grow. Want to live like Jesus? Choose to be patient, to be considerate, extending yourself to others. Take time and make time to pray. Read your Bible. Jesus has a lot to say about our conversation, conduct, and character. The Lord our God is the one who created man in His image. We were designed to not only look like His image, but to also reflect His heart. He's the only one who can finish His work in us, not just for change, but for transformation. What do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries. Thank you.